Radhara Sudaniti. Radhara Sudaniti, verse 214, a new verse describing the ongoing glories of Srimati Radharani and the Manjari services for her pleasure and the pleasure of her beloved sweetheart, Shamasundar Nagar. And this verse is called Manjari's Forgetfulness. The Manjaris want to forget, but not Krishna. Manjari's Forgetfulness, the introduction. This verse, 214 from Radharas Sudaniti, glorifies Srimati Radharani's expertise and love, and describes the heart and mind of Srimati Radharani's surrendered Manjaris. What is the heart of a Manjari? What is the mind of a Manjari? And what do they do? What is their mind? They forget. They forget everything else so they can live in Vrindavan, in the kunjas of Vrindavan, love-filled kunjas, within her heart, so that full of sweet devotion. So I read the verse. And also describes the nature of Radharani's lotus feet, the quality of her lotus feet, her expertise in love, the quality of her feet, the beautiful footpaths of Vrindavan and the special kunjas of Vrindavan, and then the forgetfulness of the Manjaris. 214. Radha Padaravindo Chalita Navarasa Prema Piyusha Punje Kalindi Kula Kunje Ridikalita Mahodara Madhurya Bhava Sri Brindaranya Viti Lalita Ratikala Nagarim Tam Gariyo Gambiraika Anuragam Manisi Paricharan Vismritan Ya Kadasyam. Sri Pada Manjari Srup, on behalf of us and on behalf of himself, is praying. When will I forget everything else? When will I forget everything else while mentally serving Radharani, that great Nagari, heroine, who is expert in all the arts of lovemaking? Ratikala. And that Radharani, I'm seeing that Radharani on the lovely forest footpaths of Sri Vrindavan. And Radharani has very deep, passionate feelings. So in my heart, I accept a very sweet and devoted mood. Accepting a very sweet and devoted mood in my heart, I will dwell and live in the kunja, on the bank of the Yamuna. And that kunja is special. It's filled with an abundance of fresh, of the fresh nectar of love ras. And where does that love ras originate? And where is it coming from? It's flowing from the lotus feet of Sri Radha. So again, it's a verse about the glories of Radharani. And the place of seva in the Manjaris, and one of the Ekadash Bhav, and the identity of the Manjari, one of the 11 is called Vas, residence. Where will I live, and where will I do seva? So many Manjaris in different lines, they have their own individual seva kunjas. That's their own kunja. In other lines, the Manjaris completely serve only in the kunja of their Yuteshwari. If their Yuteshwari is Lalita, Lalita's kunja is very vast here at Radhakund or Vrindavan or in Nandagram and Guptakund and other places. She has her kunjas. And very vast and variegated kunja with many sub-kunjas. And the Manjaris in her group, and her particular group of mantris, they will all serve there and identify with all the unique aspects and parts of that kunja. And some lines that the guru gives a specific seva kunj. It means a place of residence. So here Sripad is talking about, I will stay here. I want to live in Vrindavan, but not anywhere Vrindavan. Like they say, I love Vrindavan. But and that's in a general way, that's very good, of course. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tritaruke. Bhoma ichidi, there's a verse in 10th canto, chapter 84, that Prabhupada often quoted, that we, Bhoma ijyadi, we think that the place of our birth is worshipable. Bhoma ijya means puja, di means intelligence, buddhi. I think that the bhumi, that Germany bhumi, or Iran bhumi, or America bhumi, we think it's a very wonderful, special place. It's worshipable. But so this is Maya. But Braja Bhumi, the land of Braj, this is certainly worshipable. Naam, Rup, Gun, Leela, Dham, Parishishta. All these are worshipable equally with Krishna. Krishna's name is equal to Krishna, Krishna's Dham, Parishishta. Parishishta means all his associates and everything related to him. The squirrels in Vrindavan, the monkeys in Vrindavan, they're worshipable. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Sri Vrindavan. Jaya Sur, Jaya Kuta, Jaya Pakshi, Jaya Tota. Jaya Sur, Jaya Kuta. Jaya Sur means Jaya Pig. Jaya Kuta means Jaya Dog. Jaya Bandur, Jaya Pakshi. Jaya Bandur means all glories to the monkeys, and Pakshi means the birds. They're glorified in Vrindavan Mahimamrita by the same Prabodhananda Saraswati. He has many, many elaborate, long Sanskrit verses in glorification of the animals and birds and trees and grass and dust of Vrindavan. Because it's Tadiyanam Samarchanam, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Lord Shiva was asked by his wife, Parvati, who is the most worshipful living entity? And Shiva said in the fourth canto, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Tatam. Then it says, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. He says that of all the worshipful objects, Aradhanam Sarvesham, all Sarva Aradhana Aradhya, Aradhanam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Tatam. Certainly Vishnu, above Brahma, above Shiva, above all the devatas, and Panchapasana, Ganapati, and Durga, and Surya, the highest deva is the Paradevata, the Adidev, the Jagadishwar, Jagannath, Lord Vishnu. He is to be worshipped. He's supreme. But then he says, Tadiyanam Samarchanam, Tadiyanam, Vishnu Tadiyanam Samarchanam, and everything in those things, Tadiya, that are related to and connected to Vishnu, like his clothing, his poshak, his shringar, his devotees, his dham, his singhasan, everything that is sama archan, equally worshipable. So therefore everything in Braj is worshipable. So the mantri will, in some lines, are given their own seva kunj. So they don't say, I love Vrindavan generically, they love a specific kunja. So that's being mentioned here, Kalindi Kunja, Kalindi Kula Kunja. And he's saying, I will live there, I will dwell in a kunja on the bank of the Yamuna. So that can be his own kunja, or rather her own kunja, where she will serve Radharani, or it could be the kunja of Ayutthayeshwari. Because the banks of the Yamuna, we have in Vrindavan the Mahayoga Peet, where Govindaji temple is. So the yoga pit is a vast area, and then you have the yoga pit, and then surrounding yoga pit are all the kunjas of all the sakis. Actually, all those circles around the yoga pit are all the areas of each of the sakis and all the mantris living there and serving there. So he's glorifying that, and he says, I need a certain kind of mood to enter there. Radhapada Vinda Ocharita Navarasa Prema Piyusha Punjay. So if we look at this translation, there's a second translation. I, that means the mantra. I, within the bower on the bank of the Yamuna, where groups of ever-fresh, blossoming rasa loves are projected from Sri Radha's overflowing nectarine lotus feet, holding within my heart the greatest, most noble, super-sweet conjugal sweetness, mentally absorbed and serving Radharani day and night. Radharani, that mistress of love's luscious artistries, who dallies in the forest paths of Sri Vrindavan, who possesses the universally famous deep, deep sentiment of unalloyed, responsive, loving devotion to her beloved. So engrossed in Radha's 24-hour mental service, when will I totally forget everything else? That's a highly ornamented and embellished translation in English, if you could even swallow it or follow it or understand it. And that's one devotee. Then that's really going in all kinds of artistic chamara circles, like those artistic pujaris that make the chamara dance and sing in different ways as it goes up and down, and totally mesmerizes you. If you look at the way they fan the Thakurji with the chamara. Another translation is, when will I forget everything else while I mentally serve in my mind that great heroine, Radharani, who is expert in all the arts of lovemaking? And where to find her? She is seen on the lovely forest paths of Sri Vrindavan, and she has deep, passionate feelings, anurag. I will accept a very sweet and devoted mood in my heart, and then I will dwell in a kunja on the banks of the Yamuna. And that kunja is filled with an abundance of the fresh nectar of love rasa emanating and flowing from the lotus feet of Radha. So this is certainly much, if you want to memorize a translation for a verse, this would be a lot easier than the other one. The other one has about 100 words in the translation. But it gives the idea that something amazing going on here. And that what Radharani, her love and the rasa that emanates from or just her feet is extraordinary, and the poet and the translator can't find sufficient words to describe the magnificence and sweetness and glories of the rasa of Radharani's form. So we'll go through the points of the verse. The first point, of course, is the glory and power of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. That's in the first phrase. It says, Radha Padar, everyone knows that. Radha Padar Avindo Chalita Navarasa Prema Payusha Punje. And the translation is that Chalita flowing, just flowing and emanating from Radharani's feet is what? It tells here in the translation. What is flowing from Radharani's feet? An abundance of the fresh nectar of love ras. That's what's flowing. Fresh, navarasa prema. Navarasa prema, loving ras, piyusha, nectar, punje, concentrated. That's what's found at Radharani's feet. I mean, such romantic and intimate and sweet descriptions just of Radharani's feet. How so? How is that possible? Because it's told that Radharani is like a doll made of sugar. If you take a doll and you imagine a doll, as I mentioned the other day, a candy doll, the whole doll is it's a human form, but from head to toe and arms and legs, whole form is made of sugar, a candy. The fingers are sweet, the feet are sweet, everything's sweet. It's a puppet, a doll, sugar puppet, candy puppet. So Radharani is not a puppet, she's Krishna's divine eternal consort, Ladini Shakti Sarupini Radha. So she is made of Mahabhav. This is great Mahabhav, love, feelings. And it's all Madhurya, it's all Sringhar, conjugal sweetness. And all that sweetness is meant for the relisher, the rasic honeybee. The rasic honeybee named Madhusudan. Like they have sometimes, there was one famous singer of Vrindavan called Rasik Pagal. He was called Rasik Pagal. Maybe he's still there, I'm not sure. But he wasn't very educated, but he was a great devotee of Radha and Krishna, a follower of Swami Haridas, and just lived some short time ago, 10 years ago or so. And he was a great singer. He sang so many wonderful songs in his voice, and his was full of bhav and full of ras, about the glories of Rasik. So Rasik, Rasika Nagar is Krishna, and so Radharani, this is the glories of her feet of Radharani, because sometimes people say, oh, why do all the Shastras, why do they instruct us to meditate on the feet of Radharani? And we see everywhere, we go to some holy place, and the pandas will say, oh, give some rupee donation to the lotus feet of Radharani. You go to Varsana, you go to Gokul, you go to Radhakant Sangam. This is Radharani Charan. And then you go 5 feet forward, and then this is also Radharani Charan. There used to be just Giriraj there, and then Radha Charan was in, Radharani and Krishna's Charan were in a separate mandir opposite the Sangam, Giriraj, Giriraj at the Sangam. And that's a very old temple. You see in very old pictures in 1890, 1900, Radharani's charan, marble impression of Radharani's feet and Krishna's feet is there. And then they had the Giriraj Shilas piled up on the other side when you walk down the stairs. And then they said, oh, we should have. So then they put there also. Yeah, Radharani's feet are everywhere in Vrindavan and Krishna's feet. So then they say, please worship. So everywhere we're reminded. We go for a darshan of Madan Mohan. And there in front of the darshan mandap of the Garbha Griha, where the Thakurji is on the ground and the tiles, there's the lotus feet of Madan Mohan and Radharani. Have you seen? And wherever you go, you're reminded of the feet, the feet of Radha and Krishna. And people buy a wooden stamp or a brass stamp and they stamp the feet and chandan, gopi chand on their forehead or chest. This is a very good thing. This is a very spiritual, devotional practice. And my position is at the feet of the Lord, Padasevanam, right? Dasana, dasana, das. The master is waiting by the feet of the servant is waiting by the feet of the master. So those feet are not ordinary, they're extraordinary. They're extraordinary, unprecedented, indescribable. And this first line is saying Radha Padaravindo Chalita, Uchalita, streaming from Radharani's feet is Ras and Prem and Nectar, Piyush, Rasa Prema Piyusha, the nectar love Ras. And Punje means it's concentrated, there's lots of it. It's an abundance of it. Is it on? What? I'm lucky we can get this. It's like, no luck, huh? Yes, what to do? Man proposes, God disposes. So this is what flows from Radharani's feet, so they're certainly worth meditating on, they're certainly worth worshipping. If you just absorb yourself in thinking of Radha's feet, then rasa, love, prem, rasa, prem, piyusha, punje, concentrated love will come in your feet, come in your heart by simply meditating on Radharani's feet. This is the power of Radharani's feet, this is the glory of Radharani's feet, this is the amazing quality of Radharani's feet. And Krishna is the same. You can get prem just by meditation. meditating on the feet of Krishna. This is a devotional practice. There's 64 limbs of devotion. If you practice any one of them, you can get prema. It's, so many wonderful features about giving class here. This ought to be good. end with a fire. So this is a very wonderful glory. Radha Padaravindo Chalita Navarasa Prema Payusha Punjay. The first line, Sripad is glorifying as Ishtadevata. Oh Radharani, you're so great, you're so wonderful. Just your feet. We don't usually find in the Western writings, in any language, lots of poems or descriptions of my beloved's feet. Have you seen in French or Russian or German or English? I don't think so. And have you ever heard of the lover begging his girlfriend, please put your feet on my head? This was written 1,000 years ago by the greatest rustic poet of India, Jayadeva Goswami, Gita Govinda. Radharani's in a huff, she's pouting, she's miffed, in a haughty, contrary mood. She's a beloved and she doesn't want to see or meet or even look at the lover. So he has to resort to the greatest extent to put his surrender fully, not just buy a box of sweets and give some words of flattery. It's not enough. He already tried that. So he has to put his head at Radharani's feet and fold his hands and Anjali and beg Radharani, please bless me. Dehi Padapalavam Smaragara Lakandanam Mama Shirasi Mandanam. I'm burning in the fire of lust and only you can put it out, and you're neglecting me, you're disregarding me, you're ignoring me, and I'm burning. Smaragara Lakandanam. You have the power to break this burning fire in my heart, fire of desire for you and you alone and no one else. Smaragara Lakandanam Mamasa. And that solution is your feet, my head. Your lotus feet on my head. Your soft, dainty, delicate, fragrant, lotus petal-like feet on my head. This is very good. This will destroy my burning desires. So this is the power of Krishna. God is begging for the feet of Radharani. And we think, oh, meditating on the feet, I want to meditate on Radharani's smile. Whenever I buy a picture, I always buy a picture of Radharani with her beautiful smiling face. How many people buy a picture of Radharani's feet? Some. You ever see a calendar where there's a full page picture, yearly calendar, just Radharani's feet, only Radharani's feet? No, but you may see her face. But from Radharani's face is also Navarasa Prema Piyusha Punjay, concentrated nectar of love rasa is flowing from her face, from her ear, from her nose, fingertips, fingernails, toes, and feet. Because she's Mahabhav Srupini, Swarup. Her very form, top to bottom. So that Sripad understands it, the glories and power of Radharani's feet. So then he's reminding us, don't take it lightly. Put your mind there. And he's even saying, and this is part of my mentality. My mentality is Radharani's feet reside in my mind. At any time I can close my eyes and remember Radharani's feet. Arana taranam upare goram. Arana taranam upare shamam. Sim Vrindavan Mahimamrita. Aranam taranam. Underneath Radharani's feet it's reddish. Beautiful, attractive, reddish pink like the rising sun, the sky in the rising sun time. Urila arana purababhage dvijamani gora amari jage. And then upare, the top of her feet is golden, so golden, attractive, opulent, sweet, beautiful, reflective. And then Krishna, Arana Taranam Uparishamam, at the bottom of his feet is the same reddish color, on the top of his feet is sham, bluish color, very beautiful. There's so many verses about the glories of their feet, so here Sripad is taking an opportunity to glorify Radharani's feet. Radha Padara Vinda, the lotus, beautiful lotus feet of Radha, Uchalita, flowing from her feet, are Navarasa Prema Piyusha. It's Navarasa, but it's a nectar, it's a Piyush. Piyusha, Punje, Piyusha Punje. He's saying, okay, it's a nectar, but then he's saying, it's not enough. It's not enough to say it's Prema, it's Rasa Prema Piyush. We usually say Prema Rasa. Okay, it's a nectar love rasa. No, it's Nava. It's Nava. Nava means Nava Yovanam. It means fresh. It's always fresh. It's never like you drink some nectar. How much sweet rice can you drink till you become satiated? You drink some sweet, take some sweet rice prasad, one cup, two cups, and it's like, okay, tomorrow, call me again. I'll be back tomorrow. But after that, because it's not Nava, it's not Nitya, our taste. So this rasa is ever fresh, ever new. And then, because nectar can be thin. You know, they have different nectars they sell in these bottles, apricot nectar, guava nectar, and some is like juice, and then nectar, and different thicknesses and consistencies. So the nectar of Radharani's feet is Navarasa Prema Piyusha Punje, Krita Punya Punje. Describe the coward boys. They did excessive amount of devotional service in so many lives, and they got to be Krishna's coward boys when they became sadhana siddhas, those that were in Sakyaras. Nitya siddhas, they don't do any sadhana to become perfect. They're nitya siddha, eternally perfect, the parishads of the Lord. Subal, but it says there, it's talking about the Brahma Vimohan Leela. It says, the coward boys, Krita Punya Punjan. Vishnath gives a commentary there. Punya doesn't mean ordinary religious practices, it means devotional service. Same word, Krita Punya Punja. Punja means excessive, concentrated. So that's the glories of Radharani's feet, an abundance of nectar, and it's thick and concentrated, and it's ever fresh and ever tasty. Have you ever tried to remember Radharani's lotus feet? There's different aspects to reflect upon when thinking of Radharani's feet, because there's different aspects of our perception. This is off now? Oh. I was going to turn this up. There's different aspects of Radharani's lotus feet when one considers or sits down for meditation. One aspect is the color. Because in any perception, when we survey our landscape, or look at the world, or examine the world, or observe the world, or people, we see form, shape, color, design. For example, Tribhanga. Krishna stands in Tribhanga, and also Radharani stands in Tribhanga. There's also verses that describe. She doesn't stand like Krishna stands. She has her own way of Tribhanga. Like Krishna stands, right leg crossed over left. Left foot is flat on the ground, right foot is arched, just big toe is touching, and then one or two toes like this. Touching, depends on how he wants to stand. And Radharani is, both feet are flat on the ground, but she's bent at one knee. Her right knee is bent. Feet are like this. So then her knee is bent, her hip is bent, and her head is slightly bent away from Krishna. She goes, she's not so easy to attain. But Krishna's, he's bent like this. His head, Krishna's head is leaning towards Radharani. And Bankim Rai, if you go to Eka Chakra, the Garbhasthan, and birthplace of Nityananda, then you'll see this across the street, this Bunkim Rai, and he's really bent. His head is like, you ever see the deity of Bunkim Rai that was found by Nityananda in one river, maybe a river or lake there, that's in that Ekachakra Dam in West Bengal. He's like this. I have a picture, it's so nice. Radharani's really Karshani. Krishna. Krishna means Karshan, pulling. He's pulling everyone. Pulling our hearts, pulling our minds. Krishna means to pull, to draw, to attract, to compel, to allure, captivate, enchant. Krish. Karshan. Sankarshan. But Radharani is Sankarshani. She attracts the all-attractive. Madan Mohan, Mohini. So when you meditate, when you sit down, you have to consider all these things. Okay, Radharani's feet, what shape are they? She has her... How is her left foot? Okay, one foot at a time, her left foot. It's flat. It's like this. What is the shape of her toes? What is the shape? What is the angle of her ankle? And what is the width of her ankle? How wide is her ankle? Because it's described in the Samudra and books to describe the auspicious form aspects of a man or woman body. One is, woman's ankles should be thin. They shouldn't be fat like an elephant or something. They should be thin. And if you see, this is a sign of beauty. So then applying that to Radharani, and it's described, it's there in Gita Govinda by Jayadeva Goswami. In that very verse I was describing, Krishna is glorifying Radharani's feet because he sees them all the time. He worships them. He says, Smaragaralakandanam, Mamasashirasimandanam, Dehi Padapalavam, Udaramatapam. Padapalavam, Dehi Padapalavam, Udaramatapam. Pada means feet, and Palava means Palava. Pallava means leaf bud. Like you have a flower bud, the rose bud is like that, and later it becomes rose hips, vitamin C. Inside are all the seeds and all these things. First, it's interesting, it sounds. First, it's a bud, then it's a flower, then it's hips. Sounds like some woman growing up or something. First she's a budding woman, then she's a flowering woman, and she has hips, then you're in trouble. Run the other way. But this is rose has this budding stage before it blossoms. So the leaf, it's closed, and it's furled. Furled means the leaf is folded up. And it's folded up, and inside that furl, folded, it's green. At the very tip, it's reddish leaves, like an Ayurveda neem tree. So when in the springtime, when the new leaves come, they're reddish at the tip. And those are very healthy in Ayurveda. You eat those fresh leaves, you eat those, and then you don't get malaria later because they're very medicinal, those new leaves with the red tips. So every spring we eat many of those leaves, one Vaidya told me. So there's like these village cures they have. So this Pallava means that leaf bud. So Radharani's feet are very, very beautifully shaped, and her ankles. And then Krishna's comparing Pada Pallava, that your feet are like they're gentle and delicate, like the bud of a leaf, very soft also. So that's the shape, and that's it. Then the color. Because they're golden on the top and red on the bottom. So where does the reddish bottom of Radharani's feet, where does it come up and meet the golden top? There's a line there. There's a line separating the top from the bottom of Radharani's feet, and you have to trace that out in your meditation. And then what's on Radharani's feet? The jewelry, the decorations. There's ankle bells. And what are they shaped like, and what do they look like, and what do they sound like? And then there's pile. Pile is like this, a long, it's called pile. It's a long, you see in paintings, it's a long ornament that goes around the back of the ankle, then it somehow magically hangs, stays in the front of the foot. I don't know how, because she walks all over the place, you'd think it would fall off. It's big, it's like this long. It's called pile. It's part of the standard decoration. A woman in Indian culture, when she gets married, ankle belt pile, this thing, all these things, represents the goddess of fortune. And then, of course, the chinna, Radhacharan chinna, on the bottom of Radha, and then you capture Radharani's feet in your mind, the shape, the color, the decorations, the toe rings, how many toe rings, which toes, because you want to fix. This is called dharana. First is pratyahara, your withdrawal of your senses. Pratyahara, withdrawal of your senses. And dharan, you hold dhara, like Murlidhar, Haladhar, Vamshidhar. You hold the feet of Radharani, Krishna, Gauranga, Nitai, Guru, whatever. Hold the feet of Radharani in your mind. It's fixation. You fix them there. Hold them there. And see them. Then everything about them. And this is, if you do, or if you have, you'll find that this is a very sweet experience. And there is, like it says, Navarasa Prema Piyusha Punjay, that the more you can fix your mind there, this is meditation. This is called dhyan. Dhyan is defined in yoga shastras. There's different definitions. One definition of dhyan is to be able to hold, fix the mind in one place for 144 seconds. One definition of dhyan, D-H-Y-A-N, dhyan. 144 seconds. That's like a little more than 2 minutes. It's a real trade-off here. Always a little entertainment here. The speaker is half entertaining the audience. What's he going to do now? Only here. I've given classes in a lot of places. You just sit down, blah, 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 this, that. You don't have to do anything. And everything just automatic. Here it's like, ouch, ouch. I have a blanket wrapped around my backside because he's bite my back. It's like, it's going to war or something. You have armor and chain mail. It's like, these are called anishtachari. And shastra, they're called, these type of entities are called anishta. They're against our anishta. Not exactly that, but they're called anishtachari. Those, chari means moving. They're moving against us because they attack us. So according to Ayurveda, or not Veda, but I mean Veda, anishtacharis, aggressors or attackers, can be killed. But we don't necessarily do that. We don't go around. And Prabhupada was asked the same question. He said, can we spray for the mosquitoes? Can we kill the mosquitoes? And Prabhupada said, no. And then they said, what if they bite you? He said, well, if they bite you, then you can kill them. You know, they're attacked, because he said, if they're just flying around, like you see these little kids, they go around, tot, 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 like that. It's like some sport. Instead of playing games on your computer, you can have real-life 3D games and go around and kill living entities. But that's not good consciousness. It's not good to encourage that or cultivate that or practice that, because that's called jiva-hinsa. That's jiva-hinsa. That's an aparad, a holy name also, to commit violence to other living entities unnecessarily. You know, to disturb them. Some mosquitoes are sitting in your bathroom here and there on the wall. So what? But if you go in there and, okay, you're a bad guy and you go and kill them all. This is, you can't develop love for God like this. But to use all out at night and things like that, that's apparently all right from what different acharyas and teachers have instructed me. Because when you sleep, they will attack you. At least, you know, mosquitoes. They're called anishtachari. So then you're defending yourself. I just use a mosquito net. I never use those chemicals. It's a side point. But we have to preserve ourselves. So the shastras are practical and realistic. So anishtachari are those living entities that are coming to kill us. So we should... Self-preservation is the first law of nature. So this is the glories of Radharani's feet. And now we can go on and hear more of the verse. Nectar full of rasic love. So then this is this when we talk about who, what, when, where, why, how. Who, we're talking about Radharani. What, the glories of her feet. And how glorious are they, if you want to say that, how glorious they are. We heard something about them. Radha Padara Vindal Chalita Navarasa Prema Payusha Punje. Oh, where can you find those feet? And it says you can find them. Here's where you can find them. Kalindi Kula Kunje. Prema Payusha Punje, Kalindi Kula Kunje. And he's a poet. He's a great poet. Navarasa Prema Payusha Punje. Prema Piyusha Punje Kalindi Kula Kunje. Beautiful. This is in two padas. The first pada it would be Radha Padaravindo Chalita Navarasa Prema Piyusha Punje Kalindi Kula Kunje Ridhi Kalita Mahodara Madhurya Bhava Sri Vrindaranya Viti Lalita Ratikala Nagarim Tam Gariyo Gambiraika Naragam Manasi Paricharan Vismrit Vismitandhya Kadasyam. It's a poem. Very beautiful. Any person can see that. Prema Piyusha Punje Kalindi Kula Kunje. Ka ka ka, pa pa pa, ma ma ma, wa wa wa. Isn't it? Prema Piyusha Punje Kalindi Kula Kunje. Isn't it captivating? And all these words are so deep and rich with ras and meaning. Art, ras and art. And bhav, mood, feelings. Art, arta, means meaning, objective. So they're found there. That's where, like we say, who, what, when, where can you find these feet? You're talking about who and what and where do we find them? Where can we find this love rasa? It's in, this is the quality, and this is all, this is where you can find Radharani's feet in the Prema Piyusha Punje, Kalindi Kula Kunje. Where do you find that prema, that concentrated nectar of love ras? In Vrindavan. In the Kunjas of Vrindavan. And what are the streets? You go to see, you wander around, and you wander through these fields and go from place to place on yatras. When you wander around Vrindavan through Sevakunj, and one street is called Prem Gali, and the other street is called Man Gali, and the other street is called Dan Gali. This is the name now in 2015. It was the name 5,015 years ago also. There's right near Sevakunj, where we lived there in Prabhupada's rooms for some 3 years. So we're walking down these gullies, and I would ask the people there, "What is it? This street has any name?" I mean, because they would say, "Well, I live behind that temple over there by Sevakunj on that gully. You go down this gully, that gully. It's called gully. Gully means small road." And I said, "What is the name of that road? Is there any name for that Western orientation?" And they said, "It said the first street is Don Gully. So you go down Don Gully, and then it comes to a." Turn, then you turn left on Prem Gully. I said, wow. If you go down, if you take Prem, I said, well, where does Prem Gully go? If you go down Prem Gully, then it turns right and it goes to the Yamuna, and that street's called Man Gully. Man, Radharani's Man. So this is Vrindavan. Every step is a leela, a dance, a song, nectar, amrit. Nava Nava Rasa Prema Piyusha Punje Kalindi Kula Kunje. So this is the quality of the kunjas of Vrindavan. And this is where you'll find the Nava Nava Rasa Prema Piyusha Punje. This is where you'll find. You want to find Radharani? Will you find her in the mall in Delhi? No. Will you find her in the supermarket? buying organic vegetables? I doubt it. But you'll find her here in the kunjas. So this is what's being said. Where will you find this? And this is a quality. And so this verse is telling, it ends up that you'll find Radharani's feet in a keli, kalindi kula. Kula means bank. Kula, bank, family, group. Gurukul. So kula means the bank. And the kunjas lined, the kunjas along the banks of the Yamuna. This is where you'll find Radharani and her beautiful rasa-filled feet that are full of nectar, of love rasa. And where else will you find them? You'll find them in the Manasi Paricharan, the verse is telling. In the Manasi, you'll find the feet of Radharani, and you'll find the kunjas of Vrindavan in the meditative mind of the Raghunuga Bhakta. The Raghunuga Bhakta, his mind is a kunja. And in that kunja, he has enshrined, in that kunja, there's a kunja talpe, there's a flower bed, and he's serving. In the Nimbark Sampradaya, they're cultivating Sakhi Bhav, not the Mandri Bhav, just to be Krishna's Nayaka, heroine, and also serving Radharani. But their conception is Nitya Nikunja Seva, Nitya Nikunja Leela. They are always 24/7 meditating on the kunja. Kunja Leela, the Madhurya Leela of Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are always in the kunja, morning, day and night. There's no Yashoda, no cowherd boys, no cowherding, no gocharan, none of those things. Banbihar, wandering the forest, holy julin, this, that, the other thing. Nothing. Nimbark's conception and their sadhana. So this is the Raghunuga Sadaka. His mind is filled with the different Leela stalis, but this is the ultimate place for the Raghunuga Sadaka. Because the goal of the Raghunuga Sadaka is to please Radharani and Krishna. And Radharani and Krishna are most pleased where and when they're together. They're most happy and pleased, and where? In the kunja. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Kapijana Bhalava Giri Varadari Jamunatire, right? So this is Jamunatire means the Kula Kunja. Kalindi means Yamuna. Kalindi, dark, shimmering blue, vibrating, pulsating, rich and resonant with shamras, that invigorating, stimulating, and attractive love nectar flowing from Krishna's heart through the heart of Vishakha and transforming and coming out as Yamuna to serve Radharani and Krishna, the Jal Keli and Noka Vihar. And Radharani picks up her sari up to her, just above her ankles, and they walk through the Yamuna. The Yamuna becomes ankle deep so they can cross to the other side and have ras on the other side of the Yamuna. So Radharani walks through that shamras. She plays in that shamras. This is Kalindi. Kala means black. Kalindi. Kalindi kulakunje. Prima piyusha punje. Kalindi kulakunje. Very beautiful. So this secret is not available to everyone and anyone. And there's some note here we can read about this Keli Kunje. Of course, this is a footnote on Radharani's feet, on her beautiful Radhapadaravinda Uchalita, that this Uchalita, streaming and flowing and emanating ever fresh love ras nectar from Radharani's feet. An ever-fresh abundance of prema ras streams from Radha's lotus feet. You see, there's some river or some stream, it's flowing and it's going, usually all rivers flow and flow and continue to move all the way down and go into the ocean. Ganga Sagar. The Ganga begins in Gangotri in the Himalayas and comes all the way down through North India and East India and ends up in Calcutta side and meets the Indian Ocean. Bay of Bengal, at a place called Ganga Sagar. Sagar means ocean. Sindhu, Sagar, and Ganga means Ganga. So where Ganga meets Sagar. Ganga is feminine and Sagar is masculine. There's lots of, you know, poetic imagery there also. The rivers are female and they're flowing. The rivers, like the wives, are running to their husbands, are flowing to their husbands. So the rivers are flowing to their husbands, the oceans, because oceans are male. And rivers are female. Om Gange Cha Chamuna Chaiva Godavari Saraswati Narmada Sindhu Kaveri. They're all feminine. And Sagar and Sindhu, they're masculine. So then Ganga meets Sagar, the wife meets the husband. So this is Ganga Sagar. So this Yamuna also, this it says here, streams from, they're flowing, so the streams are flowing into the ocean. So the stream of love ras from Radharani's feet is flowing and it's filling up the kunjas of Vrindavan. That's why even now, when yatris go to Seva Kunj, they go to Seva Kunj, or they go to Nidivan, these are the kunjas, or they go to kunjas of Vrindavan, then they feel something. Something extraordinary. It's moving over here now. The station break. Okay. Watch my finger. You're becoming very tired. I'm already tired before I looked at your finger. At any rate, so if you go in Seva Kunj or Nidivan, then you'll have some extraordinary experience. Most everyone does. Why? I know that in Seva Kunj, when you go there in the morning, they have Mangal Arati in the Ranga Mandir, in Seva Kunj, at about 5 in the morning. It's been a long time, but when you go there, they have a Mangal Arati around 5 a.m. And there you'll see they're sprinkled there in the Ranga Mandir, play Mandir. There's flower petals there, and there's some ankle bells and things. And then the pujaris say, oh, you know, just before we came, you know, Radharani and Krishna were just here, and they were enjoying here, and they ran away, and this is the garland, this is Radharani's garland, this is some flower petals that fell off her garland, this is her ankle bell. And they have, it's all like this. And this is what they tell all the yatris, and the yatris, they believe it, that, oh yeah, Radha and Krishna had their pastimes here, they were sleeping here, at about 4:30 in the morning, Nishant Leela, 4 o'clock, 3, 4, 5, you know, they ran, and they left here and went back to Barsana and Nandagram. And this is what they say and what one sees. And I know some devotees from Delhi, they went there, and one young child of, not so young, about 15, of some family there, they're so excited about that, and they're so, this is so wonderful, and they're telling their parents, Radha and Krishna were just here, and every time they come to Vrindavan, they have a flat over there in Vrindavan, and they visit regularly. The child always says, please take me, I want to go to Mangal Arati and to Seva Kunj and have that experience. I want to see, and maybe we'll see Radha and Krishna leaving Seva Kunj if we get there early. So this is their belief and their faith and their feeling. And it's true, because there's three Vrindavans. There's three Vrindavans. There's Prakat Vrindavan, Aprakat Vrindavan, and Brajabhumi, which we see today. There's three Vrindavans. I love Vrindavan. Which one? Prakat Vrindavan, what is Prakat? Prakat means manifest. You see it. 5,000 years ago, Krishna was here. Prakash, was manifest, visible, tangible, seeable, feelable, touchable, tasteable, kissable, embraceable, danceable. It was all there. He was here, everyone was here. Then Aprakat, that's in the spiritual world. Well, it's not manifest or heart or mind in the conditioned state. It's there, that's the eternal spiritual world, Aprakat Dham. Alokik Dham, Goloka Dham. And then there's Brajabhumi that we're living in. which appears to have some maya covering. It appears that there's birth, death, old age, disease, murder, robbery, all so many crimes, everything going on here. So that's the third Vrindavan. But when one lives here in this Brajabhumi and has Shraddha, and he's Niropadika, he's free from all false identifications, and he's Naishkam, and he's Nirapuradi. Nirapuradi, Nirupadika, and Naishkam. He's free from all aparads, Nirapuradi. Nam, Vaishnav, Seva, Dham, Jiva, all the aparads, free, clean, transparent mind, pure heart. A Nirupadi. Ami Radha Dasi, that is my only identity. This is my Nitya Sabhav. My Nitya Sabhav, my mentality. Now that's acceptable, that's real, that's eternal, that's transcendental. That's not really a designation, that's a reality. It's not grafted onto our being, it's hardcore base reality. We are all servants of God. And then Nirupadi, Nirupadika, Nirapuradi, and then Naishkam. Must be free from all desire except seva of Radha and Krishna. When a faithful Shadalu, when a faithful person lives in Vrindavan, Brajabhumi, and has these qualities and characteristics, what is aprakat, the invisible leelas of Radha and Krishna, will become prakat. In the third Vrindavan, the Brajabhumi of today, when one does bhajan, with this state of consciousness and this level of pure heart, then he or she will see the pastimes that will become prakat, visible to him. So this is the great power of Brajabhumi and the great power of pure devotion. So we're discussing this. This secret is not available to everyone, and I read this point that although Radha Madhava eternally play their transcendental pastimes in sweet Vrindavan, it is not visible to the eyes of ordinary man. And I just explained what are the qualifications one requires to actually leave the category of ordinary. We are all ordinary. But we're engaged in a process to become extraordinary. Extraordinary means we become transcendental. So point two is how to taste this prem ras, and we'll discuss that tomorrow on this verse 2:14. Radha Patara Vindo Chalita Navarasa Prema Payusha Punje Kalindi Kulukunje Ridi Kalita Mahodara Madhurya Bhava Sri Vrindaranya Viti Lalita Ratikala Nagarim Tam Gariyo Gambiraika Anuragam Manasi Paricharan Vismitanya Kadasyam. Oh, when will I forget everything else while meditating and mentally serving that great Radharani, who is a heroine and the expert in all the arts of lovemaking. And I see she's moving on the footpaths of Vrindavan. And she's full of deep, passionate feelings. It's actually an intense level of love, anurag. And I will, in my heart, in my mind, in my life, I will accept a very sweet and devoted mood in my heart. And by that, forgetting all of this and remembering all of that and accepting this mood, that's why he's saying this verse is describing the heart and the mind of a Manjari. With this mind, with this thought and this mood, I will live in the kunjas on the bank of the Yamuna in Vrindavan. And those kunjas are full of ras, an abundance of fresh nectar of love rasa that flows from Sri Radha's lotus feet. So this great nectar full of rasic love, Radharani and her beautiful lotus feet found in the kunjas of Vrindavan, is only available to the selected few. That's a secret not available to everyone. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam. This is the greatest secret. And this is being made available by Lord Chaitanya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So tomorrow we'll hear about the second point, how to taste this prema ras. Radhara Sudhanidhi ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada ki jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani ki jai, Shyama Kanradakan Giri Govardhan ki jai.